Greetings, Ben Esch here from Amherst, Virginia. I'd like to share another inspiration with you all. I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of Luke again, chapter 7. I'll read the first 10 verses, a little story here, and then I'll make some comments. Luke chapter 7, verse 1. Now when he, Jesus, had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy of for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee. But say in a word, and my servant shall be healed, for I am also a man under authority, having under me soldiers. I say to one, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick. This story, I just love to meditate on this story and the attitude and the testimony of this centurion, this captain over a soldier, over soldiers. If I remember correctly, a centurion would be a captain over 100 people, 50 or 100. Either way, it's a large group of people, someone that has authority. And I'd imagine this centurion, he would have been a good one to be under. I just admire this person. Jesus did too. And let's consider a little bit why. And first, we'll get back and get the story here. So we have here the centurion, and he had a servant who was, it says here in verse 2, he was sick and ready to die. And here we see that it just says that he was dear to him, the centurion. So that tells me this centurion, considering his character a bit, I just like to look at that, try to look at that a little bit focused. What kind of a character did this centurion have? And being that says this servant was dear to him, he was a man who loved and was able to be and had a friend. And so I just take that out of that. Probably a soldier, a centurion seemed like he had a sensitive heart, soft heart. And but I don't know exactly what all he'd heard about Jesus, but apparently he'd heard about him, knew something about him, and had some confidence that he was a man of God. He had power, he had authority, and he understood that authority and being under authority, and those in authority have wisdom and are able to have power. So he calls for him. And that also, I'd just like to acknowledge that, the fact that he knew that someone else could help. You know, he could have been proud about it and not bothered and let the servant go. But here he went to humble himself and went to someone else for a need he had. And he went to the right person, Jesus, the Son of God. So he sent for him and asked for help, that he would come and heal his servant. Just mentions here he beseeched him that he would come. It seems like kind of imploring and asking, maybe a bit of a begging there, and just a plead to come and help. And that's a good thing for us to do that. to Jesus before the Lord. Then it says that they went and besought him instantly. Interesting words there, besought him instantly. It seemed like they must, just picture a diligent people who promptly, as soon as they found him, they just promptly made their need known. They were just diligent and on the spot to carry the message. And I just envisioned them being urgent and said that he was worthy for whom he should do this. It seemed like he sure vouched for the centurion. I expect they had respect for him. They loved him, and they wanted to get this mission accomplished for him. And so we see that I just see some faithfulness and earnestness there. That just good things for character traits, diligence, faithfulness. And anyway, so Jesus responded. He went right with them, responded to the call, the urgent need. And so then we have here again the character of the centurion's attitude. His character shines in that he was humble. He just didn't, I think he truly felt he wasn't worthy of Jesus, this great teacher, this great prophet. This person who was going about doing good, had power, was doing miracles. He just didn't feel worthy to bother him to come to his house. He could just speak the word, all he asked for, and he'd be grateful for that, it seemed like. And he also then said, I'm not really worthy for me. I'm a needy person. He just sensed his needs, his limitations, for him to even come to Christ. And so I just see an extremely humble opinion of oneself here, yet having faith. It's a beautiful combination, humility and faith in God. So that just inspired me to something to aspire after, is develop those character traits, having faith, having humility, and just the man of knowledge and understanding God's authority and how God did. We know God did. He does establish authorities, whether it's civil authorities. We can read clearly in the book of Romans there that God does set up civil authorities, even earthly government, that God sanctions those things. But even at a higher level, I believe, in God's church, we read about that in Corinthians, how that God, Christ, man, woman. So the man understood the thing of authority, and just good to have that understanding. And then just how that Jesus, just his profound comments about the centurion, about his faith. It just seemed, again, we just see again and again, and I often talk about that. When God sees faith, he just responds. He's pleased when you and I have faith in him for the need that we have. And just some of the inspiration I received here, reading this again. And so that's all I had to share at this time. And blessings on your day.